Hare Krishna, taking the dust from all the Vaishnava. Today we're reading Canto 8, Chapter 24, Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation. Text number actually we're doing from 39 onwards, but there is no purport for quite few verses. The verse actually we are supposed to do it 46, but some reason we have written 39. We're supposed to recite actually 46 because there is a purport on 46. Word to word translation, but we just read the English translation and then read the Sanskrit on 46. After the incarnation, so after the instruction, the king, the supreme personality of Godhead, immediately disappeared. Then King Satyavata began to wait for that time of which the Lord has instructed. Text number 40. After the spreading Krishna, Kush, with its tip pointing east, and saintly king himself facing toward the northeast, sat down on the grass and began to meditate upon the supreme personality of Godhead, Vishnu, who had assumed the form of a fish. Text number 41. Thereafter, gigantic cloud pouring incense water swelled the ocean more and more. Thus the ocean began to overflow onto the land and inundated the entire world. Text number 42. As Satyavata remembered the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Radha Gokula Nanda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Sri Gaur Nitaya ki jai. As Satyavata remembered the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he saw a boat coming near him. Thus he collected herbs and creepers, and accompanied by saintly Brahmins, he got aboard on the boat. Text 43. The saintly Brahmins, being pleased with the king, said to him, O king, please meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Kesava. He will save us from this impending danger and arrange for us our well-being. Text number 44. Then while the king constantly meditated upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a large golden fish appeared in the ocean in Indetson. The fish had one horn and was 8 million mile long. Listen to this, the 8 million mile long, the fish. That's Krishna can do anything. Now we're coming to text 45. Following the instruction formally given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the king anchored the boat to the fish horn, using the serpent Vasuki as a rope. Thus being satisfied, he began offering praying to the Lord. Now again, this proves Krishna can do anything. With the serpent, he tied the horn. When you're talking about 8 million mile long fish, I don't know how big the horn will be. And how long the one, that snake, actually Vasuki, the serpent, he tied the horn. Of course, that is Krishna. So now we're coming to text 46. Okay, we just read the translation dialog on this one. The king said, by the grace of the Lord, those who have lost their self-knowledge since time immemorial, and who because of this ignorance are involved in the material conditional life full of miseries, obtained the chance to meet the Lord devotees. I accept that Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Spiritual Master. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the Supreme Spiritual Master. The Supreme Lord knows everything about the suffering of the conditional soul, and therefore, he appears in the material world sometime personally, sometime by incarnation, and sometime by authorizing the living being in act on his behalf. In all cases, however, he is the original spiritual master who enlightens the conditioned soul who are suffering in this material world. The Lord is always busy helping the conditional soul in many ways. Therefore, he is addressed here as the Param Guru, Baena, the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who acts to spread Krishna consciousness, is also guided by the Supreme Lord to act properly in executing the Lord's order. Such a person may appear to be an ordinary human being, but because he acts on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Spiritual Master, he is not to be neglected as ordinary. It is therefore said, Acharya Mama Vijayata, the Acharya who acts on behalf of Supreme Personality of Godhead should be understood to be as good as God, Supreme Lord himself. Saksat dharitena samasta sastrai yuktasata bhav yataiva sabdi kintu prabhu ya priya evatasya vande guru si charanarvinda. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has advised that the spiritual master acting on the Supreme Personality of Godhead behalf must be worshipped as being as good as Supreme Lord, for he is the Lord's most confidential servant in broadcasting the Lord's message for the benefit of the conditional soul involved in this material world.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prastachari Sade Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Ham Vandesi Guru Dinatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The king said, by the grace of Lord, those who have lost their self-knowledge since time immemorial and who because this ignorance and involved in this material conditioned life, full of miseries, obtain the chance to meet the Lord's devotee. I accept that Supreme Personality of Godhead as a Supreme Spiritual Master. Hare Krishna. Actually here, Srila Prabhupada explained very nicely about who is Spiritual Master. The Adi Guru, Krishna is called the Adi Guru, the first Guru. Now Krishna actually considered as the first Guru, and how that is coming down, that explained very nicely. Krishna revealed this transcendental knowledge. Actually, who is a spiritual master? We always sing Sansara Dhava Nalalita Loka. The person who will destroy our bad karmas and illuminate our heart with the transcendental knowledge, who dispels the ignorant and illuminate our heart with the transcendental knowledge. And what is this transcendental knowledge is? Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? One, the person actually have this knowledge, he is bona fide spiritual master. Apart from Krishna,
No one knows this knowledge. The first person actually he revealed this heart, that revealed this knowledge, that is Brahma. Brahma is the first created being. Came out from lotus flower, navel of actually Narayan, comes out from his navel, on top of the stem, the lotus flower, and Brahma just appeared. Brahma actually did not have to appear like the mundane father and mother, they meet each other and then actually the baby comes. But here Brahma just appeared, manifested on the lotus flower. Brahma was actually bewildered. He was wondering, who am I? What am I doing here? And then actually, by wondering this, actually he thought, he saw the stem going down where the lotus flower is. So he decided that if I go down the stem, I might find the root of this stem. Brahma decided to climb down the stem. He was coming down and down and down. Actually, we just read, 8 million miles long the fish incarnation. Now this is Krishna. Now here, even Brahma started coming down the stem. For thousands and thousands of years, he was coming down and down and down. He couldn't find the end. He couldn't find the root. Now he was bewildered now. What shall I do? I can't find the root. He was frightened. What he did, what he done? Very wisely, he started climbing up. He came to the lotus flower again. He sat down. And then he was wondering, who am I? While actually he was thinking about this, he was now actually Vishnu, who was actually lying down on Garbhadrusha ocean. The water was splashing. And that when the water splashing, actually that sound comes, tapa, tapa, tapa. And then actually, what tapa, in the Sanskrit, tapa means austerity, meditation. Within his heart, Krishna revealed, actually Krishna, something came in his heart and told that Brahma, do the austerity, Buddha meditation. At this stage, even he didn't know. Even Brahma was so ignorant. Even he didn't know who Krishna was. Then he started meditating. When he heard this sound, the tapa, meditate, he started meditating. While he was meditating, Krishna revealed the Gayatri Mantra. And he started reciting Gayatri Mantra. And why he was actually reciting Gayatri Mantra years and years? All the Vedas revealed in his heart. What is the Veda saying? Krishnastu Bhagwan Swayam. Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by this Gayatri Mantra, by reciting, Brahma got this knowledge. Actually, who revealed this knowledge? Krishna himself revealed this knowledge to Brahma. So now, Brahma came to know that I am here to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna's to Bhagwan Swayam. Then he came to know that actually who he was. He was just a spark of the Supreme Soul. So he came to know that actually I am a living soul, living entity. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what is the first instruction of Krishna to Brahma? To manifest this universe. Engineering this universe, how to design. The Brahma was the first person to create this universe. Now, the reason actually he done, because we were with Krishna and we had a choice to look towards the Krishna or look away from the Krishna. Somehow or other, we decided to look away from Krishna. And when we look away from Krishna, Krishna actually two aspects here, Krishna. Krishna is inwards and outwards. Krishna inwards, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Param Atma, Super Soul. And outwards, Krishna's energy, actually in Bhagavad Gita, he's saying in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text number 4. Bhumi rapo nalo vaya kamamana buddhir yavacha ahankara ityam me bhumi prakriti asidha. Translation. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All these eight elements constitute my separated material energy. We are concentrating on this external energy. Our consciousness is going towards actually away from Krishna. And what is that away from Krishna? Is external energy. But Krishna is saying further in chapter 7, text number 5, Apriyam iti yat anyam prakritam vedi me param jiva bhuptam mahabaho yadayam adayat jagat. Translation. Beside this, O mighty Am Arjun, there is another superior energy of mine which comprise the living entity who are exploiting the resourcing of this material inferior nature. Krishna is saying that beyond this, there is a superior energy, myself. The whole manifestation actually of this universe is working on energy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is actually what Krishna is saying. So there are two aspects here. The Krishna's inwards and Krishna's outwards. Actually, we are concentrating on Krishna's outward energy. And that is why actually we don't know what we are doing. But Krishna is so kind. Krishna said, doesn't matter. If you try to understand, please try to understand. Please look at me, just turn around. But we are so busy. And Krishna is saying, doesn't matter actually, the bond where you take a birth is not considered. Whether you are Sudra, whether you are Brahman, whether you are Vaishya, Kshatriya, doesn't matter, even Grahastha, Sannyasi, Vanaprastha, doesn't matter. Brahmachari, doesn't matter what condition you are. Just try to look at me. We think actually Krishna is reciting in each and every heart is to witness that what we are doing. Krishna doesn't need to witness for our heart. Because the moon, the sun god, the demigods, the Yamraj, they're all looking all the time. What we are doing, all the activities literally. Who is the secretary of Yamraj? Chitragupta. Chitragupta is noting down each and every activity you do. Every move. He's got actually mega giga hard drive. Not running out of any memory. He's writing down each and every activity. And end of the life he calculates. Okay, this much you have done good, we'll give you this pleasure. This much you have done bad, this is your punishment. Krishna actually arranged such a beautiful way. He doesn't have to do this. He doesn't have to go to to check whether what who is doing what. Because all his people actually, they're doing everything. His agent, they're doing everything for him. The Krishna actually, why Krishna comes with us in each and every soul, Krishna is reciting as a super soul in our heart, core of our heart. Just Krishna want us to just turn. Krishna said, any moment, please just turn around. Rather than looking that side, my external energy, look my internal energy. And if you once just look, actually our heart is beeping all the time. Tuck, tuck, tuck. In the reality, actually, it's not beeping like this. What actually he's saying? Krishna is reciting. What Krishna is saying? Come back, come back, come back. Krishna wants you. Krishna wants us to go back. Krishna is calling, please come back, come back. But we are so busy with the material world. What we saying? Not now, not now. Krishna said, come back, come back. And we said, not now, come back, not now. We are too busy. Actually, there was one sannyasi, Vipra Mukhya Maharaj, I don't know whether you remember, one time he was actually a temple president here. He just stepped down. He told one story, I think that story going all the time, I heard so many times, but beautiful actually analogy. There was a mad elephant running after the man, and a man was actually running in front, and behind the mad elephant was just chasing him. And he said, any time this mad elephant is going to crush me and I'm going to die. To save his life, he was running and running and running. He was running out of the breath. He looked and the mad elephant was coming closer and closer and closer. And he said, wow, any moment I'm going to die. Suddenly he saw one tree and he said, let me climb on top of the tree. He just climbed on top of the tree and holding. He said, I'm okay now. The mad elephant was going around the tree. Anytime he will come down and I'm going to crash him. And he said, not to worry, I'm safe here. You can go round and round, doesn't matter. I'm not going to come down. The tree, under the tree, he saw the well. And he said, if I need water, I can just go in the well and take it. Then he noticed there was a crocodile. Sarirar vidyaja, ready. Anytime you come. You come anytime and I'm ready. This is my prasadam, my food. And he said, if I go down in the well, the crocodile is going to just eat me. Because by the time I come down, he finished his prayers and he's ready food. If I go down, a mad elephant is there to crush me. And then he noticed on the branch far away, the big python was just crawling. And he said, if I stay here, this python is going to grab me. While he was thinking, from the top of the branch, there were the beehives there. And from there, one drop of honey came to his lips. And what he did? Wow! Actually, reality, this is our life. We think, I'm working Monday to Friday. I got a beautiful job. I got a very beautiful salary. Very nice house. Very nice wife or husband. Kids, I'm enjoying my life. Krishna, not now. Krishna said, come back. And we said, not now. Let me enjoy my life. When the reality, padam pade, every step, we are facing death. Every step we are facing. We're going towards the children. Every day, actually, we one day closer to death. Many times actually, you know, people, they're celebrating these birthdays. Especially these mundane people. Celebrating their birthday, they don't know. One year is gone. They got only 1 year less than actually what they're going to live. And still they're celebrating 50th birthday, 60th birthday. Going towards the death. Sometimes they celebrate birthday and next day it is gone. So this is actually the reality. Every step the death is there, but actually we think actually we are enjoying. Why we think we are enjoying? Because actually, you know, our conscious is actually going towards actually the material things. When actually we our conscious is going towards the material thing, we think that I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to enjoy this material world. And that is a first covering our false ego. That's first covering ourself. False ego, false means wrong. Ego means our identity. This is a wrong identity. We think that I'm the enjoyer. I'm going to enjoy this world. I'm going to enjoy this material nature. This is the first covering of our false ego. Now, because of the false ego we are covering, the second thing comes when we start planning. Because the first we think, oh, I'm going to enjoy this material world. And then we start, okay, if I do this, then I can do that. If I do that, then I can enjoy like this. We start planning. Our intelligence. We're using our intelligence in the wrong direction. Because of our false ego. So this is the second covering. And the third, once actually we have actually this false ego, we have intelligence actually is gone because we're just planning according to our false ego. And then our mind starts actually, okay, our desire actually running through our mind that I'm going to enjoy this object, material object. And we're going through the mind. The third covering is the mind. False ego, intelligence, and mind. What is this actually? This creates subtle body. This is our subtle body. False ego, intelligence, and mind. Now we try to enjoy this material world with this false ego, intelligence, and mind, this with the subtle body. Because I'm enjoying with the subtle body. So nature is so kind, then now you want to enjoy, I'll give you the gross body. Fire, air, ether, those five objects. So he gave us actually this gross body. So now we got a subtle body and we got gross body. Now we are actually entangled in this two body. And we try to enjoy the material object. But still we can't enjoy. Because we don't actually realize what the enjoyment is. So, Krishna is so kind. Krishna saying that who is a bona fide guru? Who can dispel our ignorance? Doesn't matter actually what caste you are. Doesn't matter actually where you taken the birth. Ajay Chaitanya Charitamrita explained so nicely. Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu actually, what he gave the name, the title? Namacharya. Haridas Thakur was given the name Namacharya. Nam Acharya. For this Krishna's name is Acharya. And who was Haridas Thakur? Where he was born? Muslim family. He was taken birth in a Muslim family. He was Muslim. And then Mahaprabhu gave him title Namacharya. So birth doesn't consider. There is another example. Who recited Srimad Bhagavatam? Sutta Goswami. Sutta Goswami actually was Sudra. Born in the Sudra family. Around the world, all the sages, they came in the lotus feet of Sutta Goswami. What? To hear this very sweet sound of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Sutta Goswami actually was reciting this beautiful, very sweet melodies of Srimad Bhagavatam. And all the sages of the world, they came in the lotus feet of Sutta Goswami and heard this beautiful narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. But this proves that doesn't matter actually where you have taken birth, who you are. As long as you try to turn towards Krishna, our consciousness diverts from material to Krishna. Krishna will take care. Actually, if you depend on Krishna, Krishna works very mysterious way. Actually, there was one time, I don't know whether that was in Germany or could be that was in Russia. Could someone can actually tell me later on. Prabhupada instructed his disciple, just go and preach. Preach in the street. About 10, 12 devotees, they started preaching in the street. It's Western country. I'm sure it was Germany. They were caught by the police and they were put in the prison. They contacted the Hare Krishna people, please, we've been caught. We are here in the prison. Please bail us out. And the devotee said, sir, we don't have no money to bail you out. Please stay there for some time. Now this devotee, you know, they were in the jail. They didn't know what to do. They were bored. He said, what are we are doing here? They're giving this food, the plates and spoon and all these things. They started knocking and they're saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. They started chanting. And within no time, they started doing the Harinam. Those 10, 12. Now in the jail, all those actual prisoners, they didn't have nothing to do. They thought, this is wonderful. They all joined. This is Radha Gokula Nanda ki jay, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jay, this is Gaur Nitaya ki jay, Jagatulisa Prabhupada ki jay. So all the prisoners, they thought, this is wonderful. We got nothing to do. They started joining with them. They all started, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And it was actually chaos. Everywhere actually, they were just going Harinam with this Maha Mantra. And the officer came and said, what's going on? Never happened before. What is this? And they said, these 12 people we called, actually, they're making this havoc in this jail. They called those people. Come. He said, go. They said, oh, someone came to bail us out? He said, no, you are more dangerous here than outside. Please just stay outside. So Krishna works actually a very mysterious way. What? Actually, they have just taken the instruction from bona fide guru. Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada told, just go and preach. And they were preaching. And Krishna works such a very mysterious way. They started Harinam in the jail. So this is how actually Krishna helps us every second. Krishna is behind us. If you do little towards, do something towards Krishna, Krishna is there. So now we have this actually two body and we try to enjoy with this gross body and subtle body. But still we can't enjoy. So now with actually this material body, what we can see, Krishna can't be seen by this material body. Krishna can't be seen with this material eye. We can't perceive Krishna just like that by understanding material way. One has to be spiritualized. But we got this gross body, we got this subtle body. How one can go to Krishna? But now look at Krishna. His kindness is so kind. Krishna, Sakshat Dharitena Samasta Sahasre. Krishna comes in the form of Guru. And in the reality, we can't say Krishna, we can't see Krishna. We can see the stone there, Nau's outfit there, beautifully decorated. But beyond that, we can't see. The only we can see, if you go to Srila Prabhupada, take the dust from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, therefore, actually, the devotee normally first comes, they bow down to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I'm just about to take darshan. Can you please help me? Prabhupada, what he does? Come on.
He hold our finger, take us around, then bring us over there in front of Krishna. Look, this is Krishna. So Krishna comes in the form of Guru. Otherwise there is no way. Could be you, but there is no way I could see Krishna. And now, if you see, Krishna gave the knowledge to Brahma. Brahma gave knowledge to his disciple, all the way to Narada. And from Narada, he gave to Madhavendapuri. And from Madhavendapuri, he gave instruction to Ishwarapuri. Who is Ishwarapuri? He is the guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna came himself in the form of disciple. He came as a devotee. He accepted Ishwarapuri as his spiritual master. Krishna himself gave the knowledge to Brahma. Krishna himself, he came down, he took that knowledge from Ishwarapuri and passed it over all the way, Bhaktivinod Thakur, all the way to Srila Prabhupada. And from Srila Prabhupada, our own guru comes. So then we can see the link all the way from us to our guru, to Srila Prabhupada, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Ishwarapuri, all the Madhavendapuri, Narada, going back to Brahma, going to Krishna. That's why actually our parampara is called Brahma Madhva Gaurya Sampradaya. When you go to Puri, they ask for your gotra, where you coming from? Then you have to say Brahma Madhva Gaurya Sampradaya. This is our actual identity. That I am Das Anudas Anudas. Actually, there was a very nice analogy one time given, that telescope, they have so many lenses. And it says the more the lenses, better the object. To see the far thing very near, then you put so many lenses in the telescope, designed such a way. And then you can see very clear. So, in front of, if you put so many devotees in front of us, Krishna is very far. But if I put so many devotees in front of me, going to Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the way to Narada, putting everyone in the front of me, I can see Krishna very, very clear. Because more the lenses, better the view. The Krishna comes in the form of Guru. Krishna comes in the form of deity. Krishna in this material world comes in the form of Vedas, Itihas, Puranas. Because what the Veda is saying, Krishna su Bhagwan Swayam. Krishna is not saying anyone else. And Krishna himself saying, Aham Sarvasa Prabhu. Everything is imminent. I am the one. So to know Krishna, here actually Krishna is saying that Krishna is Adi Guru. Krishna is the first guru. Krishna is the supreme master. This is why Krishna is the supreme master. Because he revealed this knowledge, transcendental knowledge, to his disciple, all the way down to us. That's why it's very important in Krishna conscious to have your guru. Guru doesn't mean actually just actually they give you that diksha, that is the only guru. There are so many different kind of guru. There are actually two type of guru, prakat and aprakat. Prakat actually he manifests in front of you and give you the guidance, give you the instruction, do this, do that. Aprakat, like Prabhupada is aprakat in front of us. He's not prakat in front of us now. So he's aprakat. He manifests in the form of his instruction. He actually checks everything. He sees. Prabhupada knows everything what we are doing. Our guru actually knows what we are doing. Sometimes we think, oh, guru is not here, we can do this. But guru actually knows. Guru Saksat Parabrahma. Guru Saksat Parabrahma. See Guru Dinatarine. We recited, Mukam Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Langayate Girim. Actually, if you can't walk
With the mercy of Guru, you can actually climb the mountain. If you can't walk, but you can climb the mountain. Just mercy of Guru. Pangam langai tegirim. So, in our sampradaya, in Krishna conscious, in Hare Krishna movement, in Krishna conscious society, is very, very important to identify our spiritual master. Spiritual master means whoever gives the knowledge, who will reveal the transcendental knowledge, who dispel our ignorant. We have doubt, and if you ask someone, and if we remove that doubt, he is your spiritual master. He is qualified. Who is qualified to bona fide master? He is a qualified who has got the knowledge, transcendental knowledge of Krishna. He is a supreme master. And why is the master? Because the knowledge is imparted from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. To understand Krishna, because we have this material body. Again, we said, like this subtle and gross body. To come out from this subtle and gross body, and actually devotee actually not worried about whether if they are going back to Godhead or not. Because whether they go back to Godhead or whether they are here, they are associating with devotee all the time. They talk about Krishna. They listen about Krishna. They hear about Krishna. So they don't need to go back to Godhead. I know it's very difficult. Prabhupada said it's very difficult to go and explain these mundane people. But it's a good challenge. And actually when you find the good opponent, then you can really enjoy. Like, you know, the World Cup is coming, football. And those two teams, if the two teams are very powerful, then they feel like to play with each other. And we like to watch as well. Because, this is a very nice match. And whoever win, they feel very good. Yes, we done it. Because that opponent was very strong. And somehow, we manage. So when actually we have a very powerful opponent, doesn't believe in God, and if you go and try explain about God, you try your heart, whatever you do, but Krishna is always there in your heart to help you. And if you do this, you feel great that yes, I made him devotee. Actually, that is another ego that we think that I made him devotee. Sometimes actually say, "Oh yes, I preach to him." Who are you to preach? Who are you? You are just passing the message of Krishna. Actually, yesterday there was a question that what is surrendering? What is the meaning of surrendering? What is there to surrender? Maro bi rakho bi jo ichha tumare. Everything is given by you. This body belongs to you. This even material, gross body, the gross body and material body, that belongs to you. There is nothing I don't possess. Surrender means actually whatever you possess, you offer to someone. But I don't possess anything. Only thing I have to remember that he is the one who gave me this body. This is belong to him. Maro bi rakho bi jo ichha tumare. So there is nothing to, then actually we say, I am trying to surrender. What try to surrender? What do you have to surrender? I doesn't possess anything. There is nothing in my house. I don't have nothing to give you. Like a Krishna come to you and give me something. We said, okay, come to Krishna's mandir and say, we said, okay, I'll give you 10 rupees with 10 pound today and one coconut and Krishna, please give me this and give me that. Giving only 10 pound worth of something and asking for 1,000,000 pound worth of actually reward. Every time we do this, we put actually just 10 pound, even 1 pound, and asking for 10 million pound reward. Oh, please Krishna, give me this. Actually, it all belongs to him. Tera tujhko arpan, whatever is yours, I'm offering to you. I don't possess anything. And we still think, I'm giving Krishna this. I offer Krishna today in a garland. I offer this. Of course, Krishna wants this, us to offer him. He like it. Like actually when the Father's Day, actually just coming Father's Day, this weekend or next weekend, the father and the kids, they're only 5 years old, boy and girls, they go to the market with the mom and buy the perfume. I say, Dad, this is your Father's Day. The money coming out from dad pocket. buying from dad's pocket and giving father. And the father is saying, oh, thank you very much. Krishna is like that. Krishna knows everything coming from me. But because your love, you're giving me with the love, I love it. Patram pusam palam toyam. You give me with the love, I will accept. This is what actually Krishna wants. Krishna doesn't want our money. Krishna doesn't want even our life. Krishna wants just simple thing. Krishna said, come back, come back. And we just turn around, just go to Krishna. Rather than looking away, not now, not now. Arey, please, Krishna is calling. Just turn to him and Krishna will take care. Krishna says, sarva dharma paritaja mamekam saranam vaja. Aham sam taropabhya mokshayami matucha. Just surrender. There is nothing to surrender, but still offer yourself to me. This is, I have given this body, just give me that one. I remember actually, by Guru Maharaj, Bhaktacharu Maharaj was told, Prabhupada told, you had so many life, just offer this life to Krishna. What a big deal. You had so many life, just offer this life to Krishna and see what you get out of this. As it is actually, you destroy so many life, so many time you came and gone. What it make different? Just offer this one to Krishna and see what you get. So this is actually our condition. We try to offer our life to Krishna. Maro bil aako bhi joisa tumhare. This is your body, you do whatever you want to do. Please just allow me to render service unto you. The king said, by the grace of the Lord, those who have lost their self-knowledge since time immemorial, and who because of the ignorance and involved in this material, mundane, conditional life, full of miseries, obtain the chance to meet the Lord's devotee. I accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Supreme Master. This is our chance. They say this is your last chance. Prabhupada's very beautiful sentence. What is the difficulty? Everything is given. Just take association of devotee. Render service to Krishna. Turn towards Krishna. Krishna will take care. Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comment, any correction, any question, please. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.